Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. My name is Michael Dowies and it's been a while since I've done one of these, I think. And today I'm here with Jason Earls.
Hello everyone.
And Aaliyah Dudley.
He may not be sure who he is, but he knows who we are.
So, I just got one of my dream products that I've always wanted to have, and that is a new camera. A Canon Rebel T7i DSLR camera. And I know this is a podcast, but I wanted to do a unboxing of it and talk about it because, you know, we low vision folks need to have some love on here too. So,
I thought well, that's what Leah thinks of that. You know, I'm your girlfriend. Other people to give you love? Jeez.
It's those magnifiers, Aaliyah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Absolutely nothing. That is the proper response. Absolutely nothing.
This is what happens when we podcast later in the day.
Yeah, yeah. And I are in separate rooms.
Yeah,
in separate states.
Yeah, Aaliyah's a long way away. A friend of mine was talking about cameras the other day, and I said, well, you know what? It's time that I own one. So I've got the trusty pocket knife here that we're going to use to unbox this shipping box, or take it out of the shipping box.
This will be our first unbox.
What's that, Jason?
As I was just saying, this will be our first unbox cast that doesn't have any. We're not doing something that's speech based or audio based or.
I know.
Anything like that.
That's weird.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's weird.
It's weird, huh?
Speech will give me nothing.
Well, you have a clicking pocket knife. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the actual knife out of
That's
it.
Not speech.
That would be neat, though, if they actually had speech on a camera.
Oh, there you go. A camera with Selfie X or whatever that app is built into it. I can't
right?
see you.
All right. We got the trusty pocket knife here. And this is just a standard white shipping box with regular tape. So I'm opening the box because this knife just cuts through anything. Thank you, Aaliyah.
Good Christmas present.
Indeed. Like, I just wave the blade at tape.
As opposed to your, like, old crappy pocket knife that didn't cut anything.
Right.
I could cut more with keys than I could with your last pocket knife.
Well, my last pocket knife was old and it was not sharp anymore. So we've got bubbles that I will pop later.
Bubbles!
Oh, you could have popped them if your mics were set to reduce level.
Yeah,
and
don't
I've got
pop
an
them
SD
right
card.
Now.
Oh, they actually gave you one.
Yes, they did. This is a kit, and this is a 16 gigabyte SD card.
Oh.
Not bad.
Not a very big card, but
yeah.
You don't always need a big one. And I pull it out of box, and it is a 55 to 250 millimeter lens. It's a big box. Wow.
So, basically, right now, you're speaking Greek to us, blindies.
Yeah.
So, 18 to 55 millimeter is the amounts that it can zoom. And so, it's a very short distance. Or, this is 18 to 55. No, I read it wrong. 55 to 250. I have two lenses. One is for very close-up pictures. One is for further away. And this is the distance lens. That goes on the camera. These DSLR cameras are built so that your lenses are removable. And I'm opening the box, and there's some foam that goes over the lens.
You know, that's interesting, because I always assumed that the lens just, like, you attached a lens to a lens. I didn't realize that the lens were actually designed to come completely off the camera to be replaced with something else.
Well, we're about to actually see that, because I've never unboxed one of these things. I've never had
a digital camera. I was going to say, do they have, like, did you get a case for them that would hold?
Yes, I actually have a camera bag. And it has a,
what is...
It has a That's lens cap background. That unscrews. What's that?
Sorry, guys, my the cat apparently has decided that she is going to unbox her own box on the Unbox Cast. She is biting some cardboard, so I apologize for the extra noise there.
So I like these because it has a lens cap that just pops on. It says Canon on there.
All right, I'm going to mute while I try to get her to stop.
I'm actually curious to see what this looks like. I'm actually curious to see what this looks like.
And it looks like you could turn the lens to get more of a... You're zooming. This is very interesting.
So does each lens have a cover so it will stay safe?
They actually have two covers. Now these lenses are big. Like, they're... Like, this one's huge. And it weighs probably about half a pound.
Wow. Did not expect a lens to be that heavy.
Yeah, you're going to be able to see it next week at convention, so.
That means he won't let you see it Sunday, Jason.
Well, technically, well, yeah, I'm not going to be able to see it anyway, so, you know.
Well, yeah.
You'll be able to hold it. So, the next thing I'm getting at in here in this package is a camera bag. And this is a nice bag because it holds your camera and your lenses.
Well, yeah, if it were a camera bag and didn't hold your camera, that'd kind of be a problem.
Well, you know, it will do both your for your camera and lenses. Let's see here. The nice thing is, this bag is actually made by Canon, so it's meant for this camera.
That's
nice.
Pretty cool.
And, you know, we had our packing podcast, so I'm also trying to figure out how we're going to fit. It has a strap on it. Like, this is a whole camera assembly. Like, you could put your camera and your lenses in this thing.
Oh, nice.
So I'm hoping I can get this into my bag of holding.
Oh, you have a bag of holding.
Yeah, my backpack that I talked about on the podcast. It should fit because it's not much bigger than the Patriot Viewpoint bag that I've kept in my backpack.
Oh, wow, it's that big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
well,
now...
Well, keep in mind that if it... You could carry it as your second carry-on.
Oh, that's true. I can. I forget that I have a second carry-on.
Because we're all going right, Southwest all the way, so.
So the next box is the Canon camera box for the Rebel T7i. And this one comes with the close-up lens with it, and it all comes in the box. So I'm going to open this up. Wasn't taped, which is weird. The other box was. And of course we have our usual manuals and... Oh my god. I may have to bring this. Just the manual.
Is it a book? That's huge and slightly distorted.
So yeah, this thing's like a book. Like, I'm flipping through pages. You hear that?
It totally does sound like a book too.
It is the size of a novel. It is like a paperback. It's huge. I mean, that's insane.
That camera might actually be smarter than you.
I know, with that big book. All right. So now I've got the box back in my hand, and I'm pulling more stuff out of it. That manual is the biggest I've ever seen for a product, I really think.
Right. It's like a car manual.
Now we're getting down to the power charger.
Yeah, car manuals can definitely be really big. I've seen a couple of them.
I've never seen a car manual. I actually am kind of interested now to see one.
Yeah, some of them actually will come in these like little cases things.
Yes, yes.
Some of them don't, but some of them do.
So, I don't like this charger. I will say why. It's one of those where the charger doesn't have a cable, and you have to take the battery out of the camera and put it on the charger that then goes to the wall.
I get it, because they want you to be able to use more a different battery, like swap out your batteries.
Yeah, but... Now, maybe there's a thing where you can plug it and the battery into the wall, but still it's annoying. Okay, now this is much more manageable. This lens is much smaller. And this is 18 to 55 millimeter, all wrapped up nice in bubble wrap.
Now the question is, does it have a cover too?
We're about to find out. Hope so. Now, the way that Canon does lenses, everything is done in the lens. Yes, it also has covers. It's a much smaller lens. It's very nice. And even the image stabilization and all of that is done in the lens. Looks like there's some weird switches and stuff on the lens. That's interesting. So. There's caps on both ends. And it's another very nice lens. All right, so I still haven't even gotten to the body of the camera yet. I've gotten to everything but the camera. It's not a very big camera. And I like that. So it's also in bubble wrap. I'm gonna take it out of the wrap, and then it's wrapped in paper. Like this weird papery stuff. Now, the way that cameras work is they are made up of two components. You have the camera itself, and you have what's called, the camera itself is called a body. And this one is a wonderful camera because it has a viewfinder that you can use to look through. But it also has a little 3-inch display that folds out. It also has more buttons than I know what to do with. And the battery compartment is on the bottom. So it has the camera is really nice. And it has a place for your SD card that just opens up. Very discreet. But the camera is made up of two parts. It's made up of your body and your lens. You can't take pictures without having both parts. The camera has a cover that goes over the lens slot. And it's interesting because there's a lot of room to let light in inside the sensor of the camera. That's what they call the part of the camera. Into the sensor. The sensor is actually in the camera, and your lens goes on the sensor.
All right, so for us audiophiles and nerds, are you going to turn it on and actually take a picture with it so we can hear what it sounds like?
But I'm just describing
Give us some joy here.
Actually, you know, like seriously, I really am interested. It's so frustrating because, like, I'm really interested. Like, I like reading reviews that talk about, like, say, phone cameras. I like reading the commentary, and I'm just like, man, if only I could see the sample pictures.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to open the battery compartment.
See? Smarter than you.
Right. This is true. But it has a nice grip on it.
So does the camera have any internal storage of its own, or do you solely have to use SD cards with it?
I believe that... I believe this camera does not have any internal memory. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to attach a lens. I'm going to start with the smaller, which is probably what I will end up bringing to convention.
Oh, you should bring them both if they'll fit in the case, because then you could get some distant shots of things.
Indeed. All right. Now the lens appears to be you have to line it up properly. And I'm just trying to do that at the moment.
Still smarter than you.
Indeed.
Like the vacuum.
Oh, and it screws on and it snaps into place. And these lens offer you twist them to zoom in or out.
So I'm assuming that you can get instant feedback on that little 3-inch display as to what the lens is doing.
Indeed, and this also has an autofocus, so I can actually look through the screen and automatically focus the camera. But it can also do optical zoom by twisting the lens. But this is a nice looking little camera. I'm about to go and find the battery and put it in there so we can start taking a few pictures. Alright, so I'm going to go find the battery here, and that way we can put that in the camera.
Anything else in that box?
I'm looking to see if there's anything else in here. I found a battery.
That's good.
Might help.
Yeah, that Maybe. Battery would probably be a very big help to make this whole device work. And there's a strap for the camera in here. That appears to be all the goodies in the box. I'm just checking to make sure. Okay, that looks like everything. So, our battery's in a little package.
I wonder if it's going to have any charge.
I don't know.
It should. You're not supposed to ship dead batteries.
Correct, but sometimes things sit on a shelf long enough where...
Yeah.
You know.
Why is that?
What's that?
Safety.
That you're not supposed to...
That's a safety issue. Hmm. All right, I've got the battery. It has little prongs on the bottom of it.
Oh, does it, like, plug into the bottom of the camera or something?
I think. We're about to find that out. Oh, there's a little spring in there to hold it down.
I heard that.
I did, too. Well,
I was wondering what that was whenever I detected it.
Kind of sounded like you were taking some batteries and putting them in and not having them quite lined up on the battery springs.
And then there's a little device that holds it in, closing the door. And our camera is now powered. All right, so everything is hooked up, ready to go. And the last step of this process is to add the SD card that came with it before I power this bad boy on. The nice thing is that this SD card is from SanDisk, so we know it's a good brand.
Mm-hmm.
This box ain't being reused. If this had to go back, it's going back some other method. Because, they packed this thing good, too. Thought that if I just got past the plastic, it'd be good, but it has a back layer that you have to get off of here. But I prevailed. And I now have a 16 gig SD card that I shall now put in the camera. So, there is a little slot on the side of the camera that you pull towards you and open up. And then the SD card goes right in. Okay, and it clicks into place. And it is now in there. We are now prepared to turn this thing on. How do I do that? And what is this? It's a thingy. I don't know what the thingy does. And I still don't even know where the flash is. So this is a very, you know, I do computers. I can work with those really well. But this is entirely new to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaliyah's right. It's smarter than he is.
So it's time to go press some buttons. But first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the screen. That way I can see if it's on. And I'm looking at this. There is a Wi-Fi button, which is really cool.
Wonder how you'd type in passkey.
I don't know.
Unless it's got like sort of scrolly button things, find letters like you do on like Xboxes.
Well, it has
Xboxes
arrow keys looking things. Let's see. I'm hoping it doesn't have to be charged. That would make the show very anticlimactic, wouldn't it?
Kinda.
Ooh. It has a lever. It has a touchscreen on it, which is nice. Okay, today is the
25th, I believe.
And we're going to set it for 2019.
Oh, it is beeping.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't sure if I was imagining that or not.
And the time is, according to this, 7:33 Central. And I like it because the font size on that screen is big enough for me to see it.
Oh, cool. Just kind of weird to me because it's just like in my brain, it just seems weird to me that you could be comfortable reading text on a like 3-inch display. Although to be fair, I guess that was about the standard smartphone size back in the day.
Right. So now I'm picking my time zone. I pick Chicago. I pick OK. Press OK again. Oh boy.
You get to pick a Wi-Fi network now.
No, I think I get to say I need to charge this thing now.
Oh.
Because the battery level is flashing. Which is a shame. I was hoping to be able to finish the setup here on the show.
Yeah, it's really too bad that you can't, like, charge it and use it at the same time. At least a complete setup.
Right. Well, it's still powering on. It's just turning off the screen.
Hmm.
But if you hear that noise, that is the camera.
Oh.
Oh, man. It is on. It's just it turns off the screen. Shortly.
Yeah, to conserve power.
Right. All right, so we're actually going to take us a picture. That's interesting because if you have the screen open,
mm-hmm.
You can see through the...
the camera lens?
Screen, yep.
Oh, that's cool. Does it look weird doing that?
Not really. And the screen on this is articulating. Oh. Come on now. Give me some time to take a picture. Work with me, yo. Oh, man. Come on. Okay, well, we're going to take a picture. Got to focus.
So are those two beeps, does that mean it's focusing?
I think so.
Just breathe, Michael. It'll be okay.
And I can use the arrows to pick the point that I want to expose on.
Oh, interesting.
And if I turn my lens, I can actually zoom in manually by turning the actual lens. And there are switches on the lens, so let's see what they do. I'm not hearing a shutter sound, so that's not always a good sign.
Right.
And what I'm actually going to have to do is I'm going to have to get at this with a magnifier and actually read all the buttons and see what they do. Because there's a lot to this thing. There's a little knob on the top that changes your shooting mode. And I mean, there's just so many buttons.
You know, isn't it fun to have a piece of technology and you're like, this thing does so much that, like, I have to learn? Like, isn't that a very fun thing to realize? Because you're
holy
crap.
I understand so many different pieces of technology. And this one is just one I don't understand at all. And I love it. You know, I have no, I mean, beyond the basic point and shoot,
right,
you know, of a camera.
I gotta say, the one thing for me is, like, I like that, being in that situation, if I have time to learn it. Like, if I feel like I'm under pressure, like, if I were getting, say, if I had never had a Chromebook, for instance, and I had to rely on my Pixelbook, if you know, if I got a Pixelbook and I had to rely on it for a convention, I would not like that, because I, you know, I don't know that I would, I wouldn't feel like I'd be able to learn enough about it.
Right.
And time to feel comfortable with it. But
mm-hmm.
other than situations like that, it is so fun to be in that situation, because, like, I get to learn stuff.
Right. The thing that I like about this camera, though, is that I can use it, I can use it without it having to be, I can use it with the screen. And that's a nice thing for me. I was just hoping to get a good shutter, you know, for the show. I can get it to focus.
I wonder what you were taking a picture of earlier.
Hmm?
I said, I wonder what you ended up taking a picture of earlier.
I didn't. What you heard was the lens opening and closing. But again, there's so much to this thing that I just don't even know. I wish I knew. And it does warm up too. I'm noticing that on here. All right, so I had to charge up the battery, but I now have it. I think it actually completely charged the battery because it looks like it's full. So that's actually interesting. In about an hour or something, that battery's ready to go. So we have the SD card in here. We've got all those things. And so basically, I did some research on how to do this. I think I was actually recording video earlier because there's three modes. There's off, on, video. And the middle position is on, which is for photos. And there's a button that will change between viewfinder and the screen. So right now mine's set to the viewfinder. So I press up. And I go to screen. It's a really nice looking little screen. And the thing to keep in mind is, the nice thing about this screen, it's an articulation arm. So I could actually turn the screen pointed down. I could point it towards me. I could point it up. Or I can even point it towards the people I'm looking at. Oh, and that is neat. So if I turn the screen pointed at away from me, it actually switches to the viewfinder. And it, there we go. I don't know why it switched to that, but interesting. So the screen is a touch screen, so I could actually change settings and different things on the touch screen. Now, I have it set to the mode that I want to use, which is going to do a lot of the software rendering that you're used to on an iPhone, which is called Creative Automation or Creative something. CA is the picture. But there's a lot of different scenes that you could pick. And after a minute, it also powers off the device to save power, and then you just press one of the buttons and it comes back up. So I press the shutter button just very shortly just to bring it up, and it brings up the flash module, which I didn't know how that worked before, but it just detaches whenever you're ready to shoot, and then it shoots a light whenever you're going to shoot. So the way that this camera works is you hold it down halfway to autofocus. Then when you want to take the picture, push it the rest of the way. Now I have this set to RAW, so it does a lot of detail. And it gives a lot of information, but it saves a lot on the SD card. So that, and this lens is, I have to turn the lens to get it to focus in further. And it can do pretty good, but it doesn't do a lot of distance. So that's why we have the other lens. So I'm going to power this thing down and connect the other lens that I have, and I'm going to talk about that next.
So I wonder if your camera is one of those digital cameras that can record stereo video, or if it just does
I don't know, but this video. One does have a line-in jack, which is really nice.
Oh, interesting. So you could hook up, like, the, if you, you know, have them, I guess, like the hook verse to it, I guess.
Well, potentially. This thing has more ports than I thought. It has a place to hook in micro USB and something else. I'm not sure what that actually is. So it has that place, and then it has another place that I could open up where I could plug in a headphone jack and something else, and so I'm not exactly sure what those are. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
A lot of ports on this thing, and they're very disguised into this little fabric of the camera. I'm very excited about the flash module, though. That thing is nice on here. So let me put the lens caps back on, because that's the one thing that you always want to do. If you're not using your camera, if you're not using any aspect of it, make sure you have your caps on it. And don't let them pop off. Okay, so I'm going to press the lens button, and that makes the lens come off of this thing. Okay, I think that one actually goes to the... Oh, that works too. So that goes on there. Now, I'm going to go after this huge lens over here.
It'll be interesting to see what the camera feels like in your hand with that bigger, heavier lens on it.
Oh, it's going to be a little insane.
You said the thing weighs like half a pound?
Yes, this lens on its own weighs about half a pound. And it also has two switches, but they're a little bit different. So let's attach this bad boy to the body of the camera. I think this lens weighs about as much as the body does. Okay, so we've got it on here. I'm going to twist it till we hear it click. Man, that can zoom in a long way. All right, let's power this puppy on. Oh, man, that's a heft. Feels like a big, like, telescope on the end of my camera. Like, I'm holding the camera by the lens, and it's easier to hold it by the lens than it is by the body of the camera.
Oh, wow.
Because the lens has all the weight. Okay, so the starting zoom position is as good as is as far the distance of the other lens. Now, I'm going to zoom in now. And it can go so far, it actually makes... I can't zoom in all the way with that in here. It makes it blurry. Seriously. So, for instance, I'm going to zoom in. And I'm going to zoom in on our thermostat. And... Oh, interesting. Interesting. So I told it what to focus on, and it's trying to focus on the object that I picked. So. Yeah, I've saved a bunch of pictures on here. Yeah, I mean, it got my thermostat, and it got, because I did some autofocusing magic, it made that thing look good even though it was blurry. I told it to autofocus. Man, that is nice. You can't do that on an iPhone. Just the control of doing that is just incredible. That's really nice. This is a very nice camera. I can't wait to play with it some more. I'm going to be taking it on a trip with me to Vegas. And it's really a great... it's a great camera. That's nice too. I'm the interface is very easy to get used to, because I've already figured out how to go through my pictures and erase things.
Oh, that's nice that you can erase them on the camera.
Yes, it is. The only picture I'm going to hold on to is the one I took of the thermostat, because I want to put that on the computer and see if I can actually read the numbers on the thermostat. And keep in mind, I'm about 10 feet away from the thermostat.
Now, I thought I was going to ask you if you could...
The lens that's on here is actually meant for a lot longer of a distance. And, you know, I could have totally done it from a shorter distance. In fact, let's see. Now, I know this camera has a digital zoom, but I have not gotten that to work. And I need to figure out why it's not and what I need to do to get it to work.
I wonder if that would look any different than manual zoom.
But yeah, the manual zoom is really nice.
But like, can you look at a picture if it's been digitally zoomed versus manually zoomed and tell, or?
Sometimes. And I love that manual shutter sound. That's when you know it's a good camera. This camera is meant for, you know, good photography. It's what's called a cropped sensor, which means it doesn't get all the information as a full frame camera, which gives you more information, but it's still a very good camera for amateurs like myself. So I cannot wait to take as many pictures with this thing as possible. And it's just a very nice device. So, all right. Any questions, Jason? Aaliyah had to step out, but.
I mean, I can't really think of any, you know, not really being well versed in the camera universe for obvious reasons. I mean, I'm interested in it, but, you know. It does sound like it's a nice camera. Honestly, it's kind of interesting because you sound as excited about that camera as I did about the Ambios. So they are my camera.
Well, the difference is this one's like, I got this one on PVC Folks for about $850, and that's because it comes with the extra lens. I'm actually going to be whenever I go to convention, I'll be bringing the secondary lens. But I'm going to keep the other lens on as my primary, because that's just a good average, not excellent, but average lens that you can use on there. So
honestly, I think it'd be kind of interesting. And if I said this before, I apologize, but it would be very interesting. I think to. Talk about like to take some comparison pictures, like that camera with the standard lens versus like your iPhone, just to see the differences in detail and stuff that the camera versus the phone give you.
You know, that ought to be kind of neat, and I might put it either at my website or at iaccessibility.net for people to see. I'll definitely put them on my website for sure, but. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because when you think of a camera, you just think of a camera, that the camera is everything that there is, but it's actually, you know, that combination of the camera and the body of the camera and the lens. You know, this thing shoots at 24 megapixels, but your lens determines how good things look.
Yeah, and I know that's something Apple talked about a lot of times in their iPhones, because, you know, people were griping about how the pixel density stayed the same for a long time, and, you know, that's one of the things that even Apple said. It's not all about the pixels. It's also the quality of the camera sensor and other stuff like that, so.
Right. And see, this one, my lenses have a higher false stop, I believe is what it's called, rate than... The iPhone has an f1.8 which means how it handles, how it lets in light. These are 3.5, so these don't do as good with dusk or twilight as far as letting the right amount of lights in. But these do better because you have more of a lens surface area. So you have more of an area for light to come in to get picked up by the sensor. And then that's how that works. So basically, most of these cameras are your, you know, for audio editors out there, they are your mixer and a lot of your inputs all in one device. And just like you're with a musical instrument that you hook up to your computer, you change your lenses to change your instrument. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. It was actually sort of reminding me a little bit of, like, you know, a high-end digital recorder, you know, something like one of the Olympuses or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And, you know, the thing about these, like the one I have, it's a nice camera. But a good camera, a good full frame, is going to be, you know, several thousand dollars. But this one is still really nice, and I love it. And I've been wanting one of these for years. I got to try out a friend several years ago, and ever since then I've wanted one. And the one that she had was the T3i, which was a very much older version than this. And this is an amazing camera. I love it. But now I need to go fish out and find, or possibly go buy, a USB-C to SD card reader. Because I don't think I
have. Oh, yeah. I wonder how many pictures you can take before you, like, how many pictures you could take from, you know, a full battery to an empty battery.
They actually have that on the website, which we'll link to in the show notes. But this, I can't wait for you to be able to see it. It has some heft, but it has a good little handle, and it lets you attach a strap to it that you could hang around your neck so that you don't lose your camera.
Yeah, but definitely, okay. Sounds like an interesting camera.
Yeah, it's very cool. But that's going to do it for today. And so, Jason, you want to give any contact info for Aaliyah and yourself?
Yes, since she had to step away, so I will go ahead and get Aaliyah's out of the way first. You can find her producing content for iAccessibility. You can email her at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net. And you can also find her on Twitter at blindcowgirl199. You know, you would almost think I've heard her contact info a lot or something.
Right.
And speaking of contact info, you can find me, Jason, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Twitter. That's at JulietDeltaEcho91, JDE91. You can also find me on Facebook. Just search for Jason Earls. I do ask that if you add me to social media, that to let me know that you have found me from the IACast Network.
All right. And you could find me, Michael Dowie's doing this, at iAccessibility.net. You can email me at MikeDowies@iAccessibility.net. That's MikeDowies@iAccessibility.net. You can find me on Twitter. Just search for Mike Dowies. And you can find me all over the web putting up pictures. Just search for Michael Dowies. And I'm on Facebook. Just let me know that you found me from the IACast. And very excited to have been able to do this podcast. I love cameras. I love playing around with photos. I'm a photography hobbyist. And this is going to allow me to take such great photos. I'm so excited about this.
I really wish I could enjoy them.
I've always wanted a good camera, and so this is going to be it for me. And it better, because I'll be paying on it for a few months.
Right. You basically, like, just bought another iPad, almost.
Basically, yes. Yes, yes. Indeed. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the IAN Boxcast. We can't wait to bring you more content, so stay around and keep looking for us. And we will have new content coming up from conventions and everything. And I'll have a lot of pictures going up on the web. So it's time to put this lens cover back on and call it a day for the Ion Boxcast. We'll see you next time.
Yep. And just remember, guys, if you want to comment on Michael's pictures, you feel free to do so in our Slack community as well. At iaccessibility.net/Slack, you can sign up there and join the conversation.
Exactly. All right. And thanks, everybody.
Yep. The rest of our contact info will be at the end of our theme, so stay tuned.
Yep. Bye, guys.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iaccessibility1. Facebook? Search for iaccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android and keep up with all of our content at iaccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iacast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.